Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 20th, 2012, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We host our More Success Team call every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we encourage everyone on our team to join us on it. But tonight's special guest speakers are phenomenal. In fact, I want to congratulate them both, because today is their 39th working anniversary. But now, to give them a proper introduction, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member who continues to lead our Legal Shield More Success Team after nearly 3 decades. He's a $500,000 ring earner, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, on the call?
I'm right here, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
First of all, Randy, I'm just thankful to God that you're getting so strong and well and everything. It just makes a dad feel really, really good. And I'm thankful for today. It's been a wonderful day in Legal Shield, and looks like things are really picking up and getting to look good. I went over a lot of figures and everything today. And, Randy, I noticed the people that are Performance Club every month, that their organizations are beginning to really grow. So if you're not in Performance Club, anyone on the call tonight, I would encourage you to get there, because it's just something magic about it. If everybody's Performance Club, we couldn't take. Randy, you're right. These people have been married 39 years, but I'd like to talk just a little bit about them. You know, outside of Legal Shield, pardon me, you're the president of Sign It Quick, a graphic sign company. It's a chain of those. Author of the CD Explosion, a sales explosion. Double your business in 12 months. I encourage anybody to get that and listen to it. He's a recipient of the Businessman of the Year Award by the City of Charleston, South Carolina. In the next year, State of South Carolina, I think it's absolutely tremendous, selected one of the top businessmen in the United States by Ernst & Young. Millionaire Club member, Platinum Four Executive Director, Senior South Carolina Senior RVP. And I tell you, I could go on and on, but it would take too much of his time, so many accolades. But most of all, I'd like to introduce tonight our friends, Teresa and Frank Acoin.
Hey, how's the Moore family doing?
Walking tall, feeling fine.
Well, listen, it's just an honor to be with you guys tonight. And Teresa would be with us, but she happens to be on another call right now. So it'll be me talking to you from sunny Charleston, South Carolina, to all the Moore team. And what an honor and a privilege it is to be here. And just to let you know that... And I don't know if you're brand new on the Moore team, you may not know this, but you're sitting on a line with probably the first, second, or third largest business in all of Legal Shield, the Moore organization. And everywhere I go to speak, and no matter what little group I go to, there's always somebody from the Moore organization there. And I understand why, because when we first came into business, Ken Moore was one of the first people I saw speak on stage. And when he got done, I felt like I was standing, you know, on the shoulders of a giant, and I could see the future, and it was a bright future. So my deal is that y'all should really appreciate the situation you're in there with that Moore organization. They're just great people. And tonight, it was a special night for us, obviously. I mean, you know, we got our anniversary here and all that stuff. But when Ken asked us to do this, I just cannot refuse, because he's helped our organization so much. And I'm glad to hear Randy's in good health. It's good to hear him. And was that Harold Pinson I heard on the line a while ago?
Harold.
Was that Harold Pinson?
That was Harold.
Yeah, well, I just want to give a shout-out to him and his wife. They're two of our favorite people in the world also. So to Harold Pinson, you know, from the Coin family, it's good to hear from you. So tonight what I want to do is tell y'all, first of all, that Trish and I, you know, we've been here 14 years, and we're just super excited about what's going on with Legal Shield and Mid-Ocean Partners and everything happening out there. I think we've got an awesome future and one of the brightest futures I've ever seen in my life. And one of the reasons why, and I'll just be a little selfish here, you know, after 14 years and we're in a small state of South Carolina, you know, we've been able to build quite an organization here, and it's gone over the United States, but the company has paid us in excess of, you know, $4 million so far. Now, I know that's very small compared to the Moore family, but for our little family, that's pretty good. And here's the big news. Here's the good news, exciting news, is that we've only got 1.5% of the people in our state covered. And with the Fed starting to break, you know, they're predicting that we will go to 7%. Well, if we post from 1.5%, that means we'll have another 105,000 households covered, which means there'll be $25 million more in commissions paid out to the people in Legal Shield just in the state of South Carolina in the next 60 months. $25 million. And that's just first year's commission. That doesn't count the renewals that you get for the rest of your life. I think that every state will reflect that just because of what MidOcean put in place with all the, you know, the national advertising on network television and cable television. And the proof is in the pudding already because Charlotte has exploded. I mean, they've just gone crazy. And so, you know, we couldn't be more excited about what's going on in the company. And tonight, I want to go over, you know, some non-traditional training here. I think y'all have 52 trainings a year, if I'm not mistaken. If you got one call a year, one call a month, or a week, you have 52 trainings a year. So most of you already know how to, you know, do the approaches and inviting, and most of you know how to, you know, to do the presentation, and you know how to answer objections, and you probably know how to move your team along and getting people, you know, going. So I'm not going to cover like PBRs or approaches or stuff. I'm going to hit it from a little different angle so that you kind of understand what Teresa and I looked at when we came in here. And it all started a long time ago when I was kind of young. And again, this is going to be really non-traditional, so y'all just hang loose. I'm going to talk about how you're going to be the architect of your business and the architect of your life, and how not to have unrealistic unfulfilled expectations about your business, and then about what kind of business you're in, because you're really in the info commercial business. You're in the info information business. And then I'm going to talk about something called Focus on Four. And then I'm going to cover Is It Worth It? So those are the topics I'm going to hit real fast. And here's what I mean about being the architect. When I was a young guy, I figured out real quick that I was not responsible for my birth. And I was not the creator of my life. But I was damn sure going to be the architect the rest of my life. I had to design that life that I wanted when I was a young man and right until today. I had to design a marriage that was going to work. I had to design a career for myself that was going to work for me and my family. I had to design relationships that was going to work. And I had to design an education program that was going to work. And I had to design some sort of business that would keep cash flow coming in, and had to design a great financial plan, and had to design a great health plan. And so we literally are the architects of our life. No one else is in charge of us. And I took that responsibility very serious. I said, if I'm going to be married, I want to design that thing so that we, you know, we have some joy, happiness, and peace in it. And if I'm going to work, I want to have joy, happiness, and peace in my work, too. And if I have relationships, I want to have joy, happiness, and peace, because there's no use being miserable in any of those areas. And so, you know, you're sitting there and you're just starting your business or you're married or whatever else. You are the architects of the rest of your life. You didn't create it, but you're going to be the architects. And we came here, we already had a business, and it was doing really well. We had designed a system that worked. We had designed sales and marketing that worked. We had designed delivering the product that worked. We had designed collecting the money that worked. And expansion at work, and we were very happy in our life. But when I saw Legal Shield, I'll just be honest with y'all, it was a chance for me to fulfill a lifelong dream. And here was my dream. I wanted to own a business in every state in the United States, in every major city in the United States. And I figured if McDonald's could do it, and Ray Kroc could do it, and Colonel Sanders could do it. And when I looked at those guys, all of them started late in life, and I started my Legal Shield business at age 56. And I said, if they could do it at their age, I certainly could come into Legal Shield and design this thing so that I could have a business in every single state and every major city. And so I didn't want to have unfulfilled expectations, so here was where I was. And I told Teresa, I said, listen, I want to start bringing on some associates, and I want to get it to $50 a day. I said, once we get it to $50 a day, that's $1,500 a month. And that means that we can make a house payment. And once we get to $50 a day, we'll get it to $100 a day next. And we got it to $50, and we were making $1,500 a month. I kept sponsoring a few people. We got to $100 a day. That was $3,000 a month now. And if you're making $3,000 a month, here's what you can do. That means you can be making about $33,000 a year, right? Something like that. Or, you know, a little over $30,000. And if you save that money for that 36 months, you can buy a $100,000 house with cash. And I knew that. I said, if we just get to $100, you know, a day, we can have $3,000 a month coming in, and in less than 36 months, we can buy a $100,000 house cash. Once I got to 100, we went to 200. That's $6,000 a month. then $3,000. That's $9,000 a month. And the reason I did that is that my goal was I wanted to earn $10,000 a month. But I knew we couldn't start there, and I didn't want to feel bad about what I had done. So, you know, in that first year, we got it up to $50 and $100 and $200 and $300 and $400. By the end of that first year, because I started out tall, but I started small, and I didn't want to disappoint myself. I didn't want any unfulfilled expectations, and I didn't care if it took a year to get to it or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years. I knew my marks. I was going to get it 50, then 100, and 200, and 300, and 400, and 500, and keep going. And by the end of that first year, you know, we ended up making $166,000 that first year. And I'm going to show you in just a minute how we did that. We did that by a system, you know, that we call Focus on Four. And that's what I'm going to teach you in just 1 second. Hope that's clear to everybody. I think what breaks up marriages is unfulfilled expectations, unrealistic and unfulfilled expectations. I think what breaks up friendships is unfulfilled and unrealistic expectations. And I just never want to be disappointed. So I set real high goals, but then I say, okay, where can we start? We got to start somewhere. And we started at $50, and when I got there, we had a little celebration, then $100, $200, $300, $400, and then we got it up to $1,000 a day. Now, I know for Ken Moore, he's sitting there laughing, saying $1,000 a day is nothing, Frank. But for our family, you know, it was enormous to be able to make $30,000 a month. Now, if you're sitting there and you're not making even $50 a day, don't worry about it. Because there's no failure, there's just feedback. And let me say that again. I never think things are a failure. I just think it's feedback. If I talk to somebody, they don't come on board, it's not feedback. It just fuels me to go to the next person and see if they like what we've got. So that's what we did when we first started. We had real low expectations. We built up, and we got there. We went to the next one. And so now that's what I call, you know, unfulfilled expectations going to fulfilled expectations. And then I knew, here's what else I knew, that until somebody saw our product or heard about our product or read about our product or somebody told them about the product, they never know about our product. So let me go through that again. I knew that we were in the info marketing business, that we had to get the information out to people. And the only way they were going to know about it is that I had to tell them, an associate had to tell them, a tool had to tell them, or an event had to tell them. That's the only four ways you can get information out. I personally had to tell them about it. One of my associates had to tell them about it. A tool had to tell them, like a CD, a DVD, a website, a TV commercial, a billboard. A tool had to tell them, or we had to get them to an event. So I learned everything I could about how do you get information out as fast as you can. So we came up with this slogan that says, keep the main thing the main thing. Everybody asked me all the time, Frank, what is the main thing to do here? And I said, well, we're in the info marketing business, and until your people that you want to get into business or sell a product to sees it, hears it, reads it, or somebody tells them about it, they're not going to know about it. So here's the main thing. To keep the main thing, you have to make sure that you're getting people to see, hear, and read, or somebody has to tell them or get them to an event. So here's the way to think about it. How many times a day is the Legal Shield story being told on your behalf to build that financial wall around you that nothing can penetrate? And that story has to be told by you, another associate, a tool, or an event. And if you can tell me how many times you're telling that story a day, or how many times one of your associates is telling the story a day, or how many times a tool is telling a day, and how many events you've got going on, I can tell you, and every platinum in this company can tell you exactly how fast you're going to grow. And so we got a team together, and we said, okay, what is the fastest way to the money? We know we can get the information out. You know, you can get out DVDs, CDs, websites, phone numbers, flip books, luncheons, PBRs, PCCs. You can do all these things, but how fast can you get it done? So when I went to my first Legal Shield event, which was a national convention, Ken Moore and a bunch of other guys were on stage. And when I looked up there and I saw what they were doing, and I started asking questions, we were just an associate. And we were, you know, up in those nosebleed sections. And I looked down there and I said, what did they have to do to get down there and get on that stage? What is the fastest way to the money? What's the fastest way to the top of the company? And when I figured that out in about 20 minutes, we came back and that's what created what I'm getting ready to tell you. It's called Focus on Four. And you may want to write this down, Focus on Four. I asked a bunch of people. I mean, I asked Cleve Pickens. I don't think I'd ask Ken because I couldn't get to him. But I asked a lot of the top leaders, what do you have to do to get the top of the company? They said, you want to be a platinum. And I said, well, what does it take to be the platinum? They said, you need four people that's executive directors, and they got to be doing a certain amount of sales every month. And I said, so it's four that I need. I need four people that are taking this serious. They said, that's right. So Teresa and I came back and came up with this plan called Focus on Four. And here's what that means. If it's you and you bring four people in, now you got five people in your business. Now, if each one of those four is bring four people in, now follow this. There's you and four people, that's five. If those four bring four people each, you got 16 more, that's 21 people. So all I did was focus on four. And I brought my four people in and I said, listen, I'm going to help each one of you get your four people. Then you get help you're going to help your people get four people. They can help their four people get four people. And here's what happened. We brought our four in. We helped them get their four. And now we had 21 people. We got those people doing at least five memberships a month. I said, everybody has to do at least five memberships a month. Now, if you've got 21 people doing five memberships a month, that's 105 counters. And you're right where you want to be. And once it goes down one more level, then your people are ED. And when we did that, we made platinum in that first year and made $166,000. And I want to tell you, everybody tries to complicate this thing. But I sat down and drew it out. I put a little box on top. I put a one in it, and I said, now this is you. You're going to bring in your four people. And I just drew four little boxes underneath them. I said, there's your four people. And I drew a four under each one of those boxes. I said, all we're going to do is help you get those four, those four people each. And people believed it. I said, if you do that, you're going to be making somewhere between $4,000 and $10,000 a month. Now, let me give you the results of all this. The first year, Teresa and I made over $100,000. We brought an insurance agent in, Carlton Vass. He bought into the Focus on Four. He made $100,000. John Gardner made $100,000. Scott Chabrier made $100,000. Rodney Somerville made $100,000. Corey Muhammad made $100,000. And the Burgesses made $100,000. And I can go on and on. But we didn't teach anything complicated. Here's what we did teach them. There's four things you need to do now. Be at the weekly meeting. Do two to five exposures a day. One PBR, and do the five memberships a month. Let me go through those again. After we showed them this graph, they bring four in and they bring four in, that's all we did. I said, now, if everybody goes to the meeting, everybody do two to five exposures a day, and everybody does at least one PBR a week in your house or somebody else's house, and everybody's doing at least five memberships a month, everyone's going to be making $4,000 to $10,000 a month. Well, the result of that is that we, you know, Teresa and I earned $166,000. I think Carlton earned $125,000. John earned, Bass earned $125,000. I think John earned $130,000. Somerville earned about $105,000. And all those people are in the Millionaires Club. And I could go through a lot more, but I just want to keep this so simple because Mr. Moore told me I had 20 minutes, and I think I'm already over that time limit. So I want to run back through this again. First of all, you're the architect. And if you can design something very simple, and the more things you add, the more people you eliminate. Every time you add something, you eliminate somebody because they don't think they can do it. But the minute you design something as an architect and you say you only need four to start with, now once you get those four, you know, you can start on the next four. But you got to make sure those four understand they need to get their four, and they need to get their four, and they need to get their four. Now, if I went down two or three levels, y'all wouldn't believe the money. But there's you and four people. Those four get four, you got 21. If those 21 each had four, and they all did five, you know, you'd do over 300 counters a month. If you're doing 300 counters a month, you're doing good. Goes down one more level, it's something else. I won't go into that because you don't need to. If you can just get everybody to get their four and they get their four, you guys will all be happy. Well, the payoff has been enormous because not only did we make the money, we invested that money. Teresa and I have always been really good with our money. And because of what's happened here in Legal Shield, you know, we've been able to go anywhere we wanted to go, do whatever we want to do. We own, and I'm not trying to brag here. I just want you to know, you know, even starting at 58, never been in the industry, but just being the architect, designing a simple system, you know, now we own 27 homes. And that's not a joke. We really do own 27 homes. And for our anniversary, and I was embarrassed, somebody said, Frank, what did you buy your wife for her anniversary gift? And I was kind of embarrassed. And they said, no, what did you buy her? I said, well, I bought her three homes for cash 2 days ago. I gave her the gift that keeps on giving. I bought her three homes, and that will create $100,000 for her every 48 months for the rest of her life and the rest of our children's life. So I like to buy my wife something that just keeps on something that keeps on giving. And so, is the payoff worth it? Yes, it's worth it. It's when Mr. Moore and I, somebody asked us one time. I know somebody asked me when I was going to retire. I said I'm going to retire when I expire. So, you know, I'm not near ready to give up this ship yet, and I know Ken's not, and I know Randy's not, and I know y'all are not. So you might as well be the architect and design something very simple that works, where you don't have unfulfilled expectations, and that your expectations get fulfilled, and then you can live the life that you've always wanted to live. And, Mr. Moore, I would go on and on, but I don't think I need to confuse this. So I'm going to turn it back over, and if you want to open it up for questions or comments, I'll be happy to take any.
You know, Frank, you always do such an outstanding job, and you have all the time if you want. If you need more time, you just feel free to take it. You know, when you said that expired, it kind of reminded me. I told Randy Hart, told me one day when I got out of the hospital, he said, I think you're going to live and be my pallbearer. So I went to him about a month ago, and I said, Randy, I'm going to be your pallbearer, but you got to hurry this thing up. And he said he wasn't in no hurry. Can you imagine that? I'm trying to fulfill my part of the obligation. He wouldn't comply.
I want to say something else, too. And I'm so proud of you and your family because, you know, in life, it's not worth doing anything if it doesn't matter. And what we do really matters to people. It matters that they're able to keep their house. It matters if they're able to adopt a child. It matters if a creditor's bothering them. And when you do things that matter in life, you change places and you change things and you change people's lives. And when you change people's lives, you know, they get a different vision of themselves. And they take different action, and they get different results. So nothing I ever done in my life, if I did something and I really analyzed it, I said, I always want to do something that really matters to people. Because if you're doing something that matters, then it's no matter doing it. I mean, what is the need of doing it? So what Harlan started and what the Moors have, you know, taken to the next level really matters out here. What we do matters in people's lives. And there's nothing more fulfilling than to know that you've done something that matters, whether you've changed their, helped them financially or whether you helped them on a legal thing. I had a guy come to me the other day and he said, Frank, I was getting ready to lose $250,000 of residual income my family had built up because of some legal stuff. And he said this company was trying to take over our company and I would have personally lost $250,000 a year that I get in residuals override from our family business. I think it was a trucking company. And he said, had it not been for legal shield sitting in on that meeting, we would have lost three generations of income for sure. And so that mattered to them. And it mattered a lot to me that we were able to do something that mattered to them, make a life better, make people's life better, make your life better. And so here's my dream that all of you, you know, do what the Moore family's done. I've always aspired to, you know, to be the quality person the Moores would want to have me over for dinner. They've never asked me over for dinner, but I wanted to be, you know, invited over one time if I'm in their home state or something. You know, they're kind of the pinnacle of what people aspire to be and try to be in Legal Shield, you know, an example, a shining example. So, Mr. Moore, thank you so much. I hope this training wasn't too long And I think people, it was simple enough that we all got it. I know I got it, and our team got it, and they're still getting it, and they're still excited. So I'll turn it back over to you.
No, Frank, you didn't take too long. You could have taken all the time you want. We're just always honored and pleased for you being on. And you bring it down. So I think it's so simple that some people won't do it because it's just so simple. And, you know, we go back a ways. You know, we used to have a little kiss system, you know, keep it simple, stupid. And I think sometimes we forget to do that, and yours is that way, and you've proven it worked that way. And we appreciate the leadership that you go out there. We appreciate Teresa. And, again, we want to congratulate you on that 39 years, you know. You're a little ways behind me because I had 57 years, 7 months, and 13 days today. So, of course, I'm older than you are. That makes the difference. But we want to give honor to you and your wife, and I'm sure Randy's got a question or two. But you're always welcome to my home, night or day, 24 hours a day. Call me when you want to. I don't care. I do this all the time for people. I do lots of calls, as you do, for other teams, because I think that's what this is about. You know, it's the money's good. We all need the money. We want the money. But the friendships we make, you don't buy friendship. You earn it. And you've certainly earned our friendship, and we honor you and appreciate that. Randy, I'm sure you have some things you'd like to say to this gentleman.
Mr. Coyne, this is Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Randy. And, Randy, give me a call after this, if you would.
I'll be more than happy to, sir. We've got a couple of minutes left on the call, and I'd just like to know what you're telling the importance that you're telling your team about attending the Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference, which is coming up pretty quick here.
Well, you know, I'll just tell you a little quick story. I won't take long. But when I started my other business, and I still own my other business, by the way. I mean, I still own a chain of stores and all kinds of stuff. When I got into the other industry I'm in, I knew nothing about it. Just like when I came in Legal Shield, I knew nothing about that industry. I mean, zero, nothing. And I found out a month after I, you know, got looking and thought about starting this business, I found out there was a national convention that was being held for that industry. And I told Teresa, I said, I'm going to go to this national convention. I don't know nothing about it, but there was 1,500 vendors there. And in a 72-hour period, I went out there. And I had an opportunity at that convention in Orlando, Florida. It wasn't Legal Shield. It was in our other business. It's a chain of stores. I learned enough in 72 hours to come back and build that store from zero to over $200 million. I talked to the top experts, said, what are you really? It's like going and talking to 1,500 Ken Moores. I talked to them about every aspect of the business, and I picked the best guys in the world, and I sat down and talked to them for a little while. And we took that company and just, that 72 hours changed our life. When we came with Legal Shield and we found out there was a national convention, because we didn't know there was, Truce and I went to that national convention. And when I tell you that we really listened to the Moores, and we listened to Dave Sabola, and we listened to Smith, and we listened to Harlan Stonecipher, and we listened to the guys who had been there and sat down and talked with them. Cleve Pickens became, then Cleve came up here a week after that convention and trained Teresa and I, and we're not in his organization. But God bless his soul. He said, Frank, I think you can make it in this business because you've got the background. And I said, all you got to do is tell me what it really takes here. Had we not went to that national convention, that 72 hours, that Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday, I'm just telling y'all, we took that thing the first year from zero to $166,000. And now the company, Legal Shield, our prepaid legal, one and the same, has paid me and my team, since we've been here, over $120 million in commissions. It was at that convention where I had a chance to see, you know, things that I would have never seen, learn things I'd never learned. So if you're just coming in or you're hesitating about going, let me tell you something. In that one 48 hours or 72 hours at that convention, everything in your life changes. Because it's not just what they do there, it's what you see there. I saw blind people walking across the stage as EDs. I saw people in wheelchairs and stuff that could do this. I saw single moms. I saw a lady on crutches, for God's sake, and in a wheelchair, you know, that was an executive director. I said, there's something to this company. It gave me such a belief in the gut that this was a real product and what I was going to do mattered, that it was worth more than anything I did out there. Besides the training, I mean, the training was invaluable, but it was a belief structure I got when I saw the governor, the lieutenant governor, the insurance commissioner, you know, and all these people on stage. You know, no one supports something like that because I really didn't know anything about Legal Shield. I didn't know a thing. And so when I came back, my wife and I, we said, you know, we can build a life around this. We can build our family's future around this because it's not fly by night. It's not hokey. It's very professional. And so I'm just telling you with everything in me, if you go there, try to take as many people as you can because there's a lot of stats for every person you bring, how much money you're going to make in your business. You know, we end up taking now about anywhere from 300 to 1,000 people of our organization out there. And you can just put a couple of $100 on every person's head and say, if I take this many people, here's what's going to happen. So in my opinion, you know, I don't care what it takes, y'all, get to that convention, because you're going to learn enough there that could create, you know, a lifetime of income. And when you're gone, it could create a lifetime income for your kids also, if that means something to you. So that's kind of my take on it, Randy.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Coyne, and I'll give you a call after this. But you and Teresa, of course, are two of our most favorite people in Legal Shield. You've always been there to help our team, even though it didn't mean anything to you monetarily. But I just want you to know that we appreciate you guys. We love you guys, and you're just the best people that we know. So thank you so much for being part of our call tonight, Mr. Coyne.
Well, just to hit it again, you're going to be the architect, design something simple, and know you're in the info marketing business. You've got to get the information out. They have to either hear it, see it, read it, or associate has to tell them about it. And how many times a day that's being done will determine how fast your business is going to grow. Thank you all very much. And this is Frank and Teresa Coyne in sunny Charleston, South Carolina, saying good night to everybody. And I'll go on mute, and you can continue your call.
All right, sir. Well, again, congratulations on your 39th wedding anniversary today.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Best thing that ever happened to her.
Hey, Mr. Coyne. Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Randy, what a great call. What a great guy. What a great trainer. Folks, I hope you took a lot of notes there, and I hope you paid attention to everything the gentleman said. He knows what he's talking about. He's not just some guy blowing smoke. He's a guy that's been there and done that. So we appreciate him very much, and let's do this. Let's keep on putting God first, our family second, Legal Shield third. We love you. We appreciate you. And next Sunday night, Kathy Benson. We all know Kathy Benson. Nobody's been in pre-paid or Legal Shield longer than Kathy Benson. It's 30-something years. She'll be on the call. She has lots of new information because she works very closely with the home office and with the Dallas office. She's down there 2 to 3 days a week at the home office the other day. And she will be on next Monday night. So be sure to get your people there to bring any updated information. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.